WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with first weather, and it looks like a wet ride to work this morning, Dan.
That's right. There are scattered showers here across New Jersey this morning. I'm not seeing anything too heavy out there. Just a couple of showers and sprinkles, mainly northern New Jersey and along the 195 corridor this morning. We'll get a break of dry weather from late this morning through early this afternoon before rain returns later on. That's going to be steadier stuff. It'll be mostly cloudy and breezy today, and in fact, the warmest day of the week, highs upper 60s to around 70. So the chance for rain comes back tonight. In fact, a line of gusty thunderstorms will be possible for us late this evening. We'll dry out, clear out, and cool down after midnight. Lows fall to the upper 40s to lower 50s. Sun and clouds tomorrow. It'll be cool and breezy. Chance for a shower to the south. Highs in the upper 50s. Near 60 on Wednesday with plenty of golden autumn sunshine. It's going to be windy on Wednesday with a chance for a shower in North Jersey. Mount Holly is 53. Pompton Lakes 48 and Sayreville 53.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:02. A woman who claims a former member of Governor Phil Murphy's administration raped her is offering more details of the assault and how the governor, she says, turned a deaf ear to it all for months. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Eric, this system is not built for survivors, says Katie Brennan, who says on April 8, 2017, Al Alvarez, until recently the chief of staff for the NJ Schools Development Authority, drove her home from a cohort of campaign staffers in Jersey City, where she lives, pushed her onto a couch in her own home, and sexually assaulted her. She says she told Alvarez straight up, this is not consensual. According to her, he told prosecutors it was. Brennan began the investigative process the day after the encounter. Alvarez was not charged. Murphy now says Alvarez should not have gotten a job in his administration. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zaro's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out, for the most part, 40s and 50s, and we'll see some showers scattered around this morning. A break of dry weather through early afternoon, but rain will return later on. It'll be mostly cloudy and breezy. Warmest day of the week, highs in the upper 60s to around 70, and that rain chance will continue into tonight. We'll have more on the forecast with Dan coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Yet another metric has New Jersey transit as among the worst in the nation. We'll have that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zaro's commuter weather for this morning. We've got some rain showers. It'll kind of be scattered around. It'll dry out a little bit this afternoon, but it may be raining again on the ride home, and that rain could push into tonight as well. It's going to be the warmest of the days this week, with high temperatures in the 70s. Another measles alert in New Jersey. Health officials are warning an international traveler with measles may have exposed people at a Bergen County gym. The traveler from Israel spent most of his time in New York after arriving at Newark Airport, but was confirmed to have been at the Lifetime Gym in Montvale October 5th. By yet another metric, New Jersey Transit remains one of the worst railroads in the nation when it comes to breakdowns and cancellations. Only trains in Boston were worse, and then just barely. They had two more breakdowns than NJT did last year. New Jersey Transit's challenges in meeting a year-end deadline to install a mandatory safety system called Positive Train Control are so severe, its director was recently called before Congress for a hearing focused on what will come next if that doesn't happen.
NJ Transit Executive Director Kevin Corbett told the U.S. Senate's Transportation Committee there's been significant progress and that the necessary installation training will be done in time to get a two-year extension for making the system fully operational.
Failure to meet our required number by December 31st is simply not an option.
Federal Railroad Administration leader Ronald Battori says he couldn't ban NJ Transit from operating even if it fails to make the deadline, but would fine it heavily at the daily equivalent of close to $10 million a year.
It's hard for me to rationalize anything less than the maximum fine, which is roughly about $27,000 a day.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Saudi newspapers have published aggressive front page headlines mirroring a statement by the kingdom warning that it won't be threatened amid concerns about the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The journalist vanished almost 2 weeks ago from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Arabic language daily wrote a headline Monday in English warning, "Don't test our patience," and showing a clenched fist. After an illegal street racer hit and killed a school administrator as he walked to a relative's house, A friend of the driver rushed to wipe out any trace of the illegal racing club on Facebook. That's according to police, who say 21-year-old Soja Powell Warner is the second person to be charged in the death of New Brunswick High School Vice Principal Tyrone Harrison. Harrison was walking from the Edison train station when he was hit. Police say more people were involved in the racing group 78 imports, and more arrests are possible. Recycling is the law in New Jersey, but there's a problem. You might be surprised to learn an increasing amount of the material that is being collected in your blue bins cannot be disposed of properly.
Doug O'Malley of Environment New Jersey says instead of recycling, some Garden State residents are wish-cycling, which means they're mixing inappropriate or contaminated items with their recycled material, so it winds up being sent to a landfill.
We need to make sure that towns are doing what they can to educate the public on what can be recycled and what can't. People need to be more vigilant.
Yeah, it's another big problem is China has recently changed its recycling requirements and will no longer accept a lot of recycled material that used to be shipped from the Garden State. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:10. It is day two of our series on New Jersey's fight against breast cancer. It's not only a woman's battle. About 1% of all cases develop in men. Because of the small sample size, greater research into this area is needed.
Meet Leon Bashega, a resident of Woodbridge who was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 48.
The story you need to hear is I'm here 17 years later.
His left breast was removed, followed by chemo, plus radiation and years of medication to help ensure the cancer doesn't return.
I'm doing fine, cancer-free. You know, I made the right choice, went to the right doctor.
That doctor being Deborah Topmeyer at the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. She says because of a lack of clinical trials, the treatment of male breast cancer is similar to the treatment of the disease in females. One added obstacle is men with breast cancer potentially feeling socially isolated.
This is not common. They don't have the kind of support groups that women have, for example.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
On day three of our series tomorrow, how to spot breast cancer early enough to increase your chances of survival. Then, tomorrow night at 7, I'll be joined in studio by a panel of medical and recovery experts taking your calls on breast cancer, including information on the newest treatments and support systems for cancer patients and their families. Psychiatry students at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School are viewing 31 of the most terrifying horror movie characters this month, in an effort to study mental disorders.
Red Rum!
It's the brainchild of Professor Anthony Tobia, who says although the fictional characters are over-exaggerated, it's more important for students to pick out the disorders they view.
The course is actually termed reviewing mental disorders with a reverent understanding of the macabre. We call it Red Rum.
It's not the first time Tobia has used pop culture as a teaching tool.
We take our students outside of the classroom and we put them in a different clinical context.
Students post their movie observations on Reddit. Joe Cutter, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. A rainy start to this day, and it may end that way as well. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The only station I listen to in my truck every single day of the week.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, to take a look at a rainy day, Dan.
That's right. Just a smattering of raindrops this morning, mainly northern and central New Jersey. I'm not seeing anything too heavy on radar, and we'll actually get a break in the rainfall action around the middle of the day. But the rain returns later on. That's going to be the steadier stuff from late afternoon onward. It's going to be mostly cloudy, breezy, and relatively warm. You know, yesterday we had high temperatures on either side of 60 degrees. Today we'll be close to 70 with that feeling of humidity back in the air. So the chance for rain will continue tonight. My biggest concern is a line of gusty thunderstorms that'll be possible. Models are pretty consistent, showing wind gusts of 35 plus miles an hour, so it might get blown away a bit this evening. We'll clear out, dry out, and cool down after midnight tonight, lows upper 40s to lower 50s, and then tomorrow it's back to the cool side, upper 50s for highs with sun and clouds. It'll be breezy tomorrow with a chance for a shower in South Jersey. Wednesday becomes windier, highs around 60 with plenty of sunshine, chance for a shower in North Jersey, and then Thursday looks to be the coolest day of the week, lower 50s at best, despite plenty of sunshine. We could see some widespread frost Thursday morning, something we'll have to watch out for all the gardeners and farmers across the Garden State. New Jersey, First News Time, now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock.
This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, there are new details out this morning from a woman who says a former Phil Murphy campaign staffer raped her but was given a job in the administration anyway. New Jersey Transit remains one of the worst railroads in the nation. In terms of breakdowns, only Boston's trains are worse. In sports, Jets are back at 500, a win over the Colts. Devils edge the Sharks 3-2. The Red Sox tie up the ALCS with the Astros, now at one game apiece. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
You could win $2,500 towards your broadcasting tuition. New Jersey 101.5 presents the annual Eric Van Ness Scholarship Award. If you're a currently enrolled New Jersey college student, you could win $2,500 towards your broadcasting degree. For complete details on the Eric Van Ness Scholarship, go to nj1015.com and click on our contact page.
New Jersey First News Time on the Nose 520. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. There's some showers and sprinkles around this morning. You might want the umbrella or at least the hooded jacket. Temperatures on either side of 50 now. We'll top out near 70 today. Break of dry weather around midday. Tonight looks a bit wetter with a line of gusty thunderstorms possible late this evening. New Jersey First News Time still 520.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:24 it is on a Monday morning. We begin the new week with some rain. Showers will be dotting around this morning. We'll dry out a little bit this afternoon, but then showers could return for the afternoon and push into tonight. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Sears has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, buckling under its massive debt load and staggering losses. Sears, which got its start as a watch seller more than 130 years ago, grew to become one of the world's largest retailers. It once dominated the American landscape. But the big question is whether a smaller Sears can be viable, or will it be forced to go out of business, closing the final chapter of an iconic name. Governor Murphy and a delegation of state officials and business leaders will leave New Jersey tonight for a 9-day economic mission to Germany and Israel. Murphy's first official overseas visit as governor.
Murphy's first stop will be in Germany, where he served as U.S. ambassador from 2009 to 2013. Between Tuesday and Saturday, he'll have multiple meetings in Berlin, Hamburg, and Frankfurt, many focused on technology and offshore wind.
It's going to be more skewed toward the big DAX 30 companies, so the big folks who in some cases are already here, like BASF and Bayer and folks like that, but a good amount of higher ed and startup stuff as well.
He'll be in Israel from October 20th to 24th for cultural visits, corporate meetings, and business announcements focused mostly on innovation and higher education in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A total of 139 bears were killed during the first of two black bear hunts in New Jersey. A steep drop from last year's total following restrictions imposed by Governor Murphy. He banned hunting on state-owned property, removing roughly 40% of the lands where bears were hunted over the last 8 years. Last year, 244 bears were killed during the same 6-day period. Murphy has said New Jersey will pursue more non-lethal methods to manage the state's black bear population. Syncing your phone to your car's infotainment system can be a wonderful thing, allowing you to make hands-free calls, stream music, even browse the web. But AAA is warning that if you do it with a rental vehicle, you may be leaving behind personal information that hackers could easily get a hold of. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:26. We'll see some rain around this morning, maybe again late this afternoon. Dan will have the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour. At 5:30, also coming up at 5:30, we'll have the latest on the former Murphy administration official accused of raping a campaign staffer, and we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian stocks have been slipping. Investor worries continue about global trade tensions and prospects for economic growth. Wall Street Friday Markets were recouped a little bit of their big losses. The Dow finished with a gain of 287. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news directors Annette Petrottoni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.